Let's talk a little bit about where we might be heading in the future. And one of the things that we're seeing in other tumors, colon cancer, breast cancer, even lung cancer, is the combinations of biologics. What about combining these various biologics you've been discussing today?
Right. So 2006 ASCO, 2007 ASCO, and beyond, the big question will be, how do we combine multiple targeted agents in renal cell cancer? What's often been talked about is what's called horizontal or vertical inhibition. Vertical inhibition would be using agents like a VEGF receptor inhibitor like sorafenib and sunitinib in combination with Avastin or bevacizumab, which is in the same vertical pathway. Horizontal inhibitors would be when we combine a tyrosine kinase inhibitor to the receptor with something that is like an mTOR inhibitor, which is a different pathway. Let me alert the oncologist to a few things. Please try not to use these combinations of drugs in your office until we know that they're safe as a result of phase one and phase two trials. The reason is we're already seeing that the unexpected additive toxicities of using vertical and horizontal inhibition have caused us to dose reduce drugs and ask the question of how safely can we combine these. So I believe that combination therapy is in the future. I don't know yet what the doses and schedules should be, nor do I yet know whether or not a combination will be better, and I alert the oncologist to this, similar to kind of the prostate cancer experience, and that is, will a combination be better than the sequential administration of the same drugs? So, for example, if we were giving sunitinib followed by temsirolimus, is that just as good as giving sunitinib with temsirolimus? And I think until we answer these questions in trials, I would ask the oncologist to be wary of taking that into clinical practice. The other thing that I will tell you is that one of the take-home lessons from this entire lesson, what I haven't shared with you, is that there are few, if any, complete responses to these drugs, which means that these drugs are palliative in nature, important contributions to the armamentarium of treatment for kidney cancer, but are not curing people. Thus, if some of us still believe that kidney cancer can be a curable disease, we have to study other pathways, other molecular markers, combinations of treatment, because we really want to see durable remissions and potentially unmaintained remissions where we don't have to continue the drug for extended periods of time.